You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to the Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill. This time we're looking ahead to the action coming up on Sunday, the 30th of December. We're beginning to return to normality, really, after the busy festive period. And we've got cards at Haydock and at Taunton, and also the Lingfield on the All Weather, to keep you entertained throughout the course of the afternoon. So join Bobby Beavers, Paddy Aspall and Lord John Budden will be in the studio, and they'll be giving selections and previews on the races. You'll be able to hear the races themselves as well, of course, on the penultimate day of the year. But here on the podcast, my name's John Gibby and Sean Quinn is with me. Hello, Sean.
Hello, John.
You well?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks, mate.
Good. Well, it's been good to have you with us over the festive period, and good to have you with us today on the podcast. Before we start to take a look at a couple of the races on Sunday, we'll start by looking back on the big race today as we record this, the Challow Hurdle. In fact, it was literally minutes ago as we sit here now. And Champ Justify favouritism at a short price. I think he was sent off even money for Nicky Henderson. And he's put in a good performance here, Sean. I didn't actually think he looked like the likeliest winner, you know, maybe a couple of furlongs from home, but he's shown his class and asserted to win it well in the end.
Yeah, he has, and I think it was a strange race. Obviously, at the start, there was no jockey keen to go on, and for several seconds, there was just stood still. In the end, it was Paddy Brennan who went on aboard Coolanley and put a little bit of pace into the race. But in truth, they didn't go very fast throughout. And Champ was a little bit keen throughout the race. And I noticed down the back, Barry Geraghty was at pains to keep Champ locked away in behind Cateson just to try and get him to drop the bridle. But he was a little bit keen and just wanting to go a stride faster than Geraghty would let him. Therefore, I thought if he'd got beaten, you could have made excuses for him, because I think Champ is going to be better suited, John, when he gets into a more evenly run race, like he did in that handicap last time out when he was so impressive in beating Le Musée. Therefore, you'd have to think that springtime targets, be it Cheltenham or Aintree or even Punchestown, where they go a good clip, particularly something like the Supreme Novices Hurdle, will suit him down to the ground. I thought he jumped particularly well. And once he jumped the last hurdle, Geraghty said, right, come on, now go and win your race. He pulled his stick through from his left hand into his right, gave him a crack. And I love the way that Champ took off from Getaway Trump, who had travelled the best, you could say, into the race. Getaway Trump, I think, ran his race, but I think he just bumped into a good one in Champ.
Looked like he might be suited by a step up in trip, I thought, Getaway Trump.
Yeah, he looks like a horse who might well stay 3 miles in time. Of course, this was it is a 2.5 mile race, so some horses will come back in trip, some will be going up, and some will be perfectly happy staying at it. I mentioned the Supreme Novices Hurdle. For Champ, of course, he's going to have the intermediate trip, the 2.5 mile race as well, on his radar. But I just wonder, I think in a really good race, John, where they go hard from the off, 2 miles might be his optimum. But Nicky Henderson is the champion trainer. He will know best where to place him.
And if you think about returning to Cheltenham, which is a track where stamina is more to the fore, they often say around Cheltenham it actually helps to stay 2.5 miles to get the 2 mile trip to be seen to your best.
Yeah, you look at the number of champion hurdlers that have won the 2.5 mile race the year before. You know, there's an endless list, the likes of Hardy, Eustace, Istabrack, and so on and so forth. Rock on Ruby. So
Forheen did it, I think, didn't he?
He did, yeah, absolutely. I mean, this horse, Champ, he's never run over 2 miles, so he's probably not going to end up going down that route. But it wouldn't be a huge shock if at some stage he did come back, because he looks a horse with plenty of speed.
Well, that was the Challow Hurdle. Grade 1 action on Saturday. We will now turn our attention to Sunday. And Haydock is where we've got your two selections, Sean. We always ask the pundit on the podcast to pick out two two picks for us in the day's racing. Of course, we've got less to choose from on Sunday compared to what we've had over the last few days. And the quality, not quite so high, but there's still some intriguing racing.
Yeah, there is. We're starting with the 125, a National Hunt Novices Hurdling. I'm guessing at this stage that the Nigel Twiston Davis, the horse that's debuting for that yard, Muratello, might be the favourite, John. He's a horse who brings winning form from France. He was second in quite a decent race at Auteuil when last seen. But I'm going to take him on here with a horse who impressed me up at Newcastle in the French Furs Novices Hurdle. Ask Ben. He was a huge shock winner, in truth. He won at 50-1. But he beat Beakstown by a head. Lord Domini was in there and Windsor Avenue. I thought it looked a well-up-to-scratch renewal of the French Furs Novice Hurdle, and there's no reason why we should view it as a fluke from Ask Ben. And Graham McPherson has potentially quite a nice horse on his hands here, and this will be another test for him, another stepping stone, but I think it's a test that he can come through.
Yeah, Ask Ben then for Sean in that 125 at Haydock. And your other selection, is that running the 2 o'clock?
Yeah, we've got quite a good race here. 15 grand to, just over that to the winner. It's a 3 mile, 3.5 furlong handicap chase for horses rated 0-145. The ground is soft, so it's going to be a real test of stamina. And a horse that I think can come through that test is another venture, Kim Bailey's Charge. Finished fifth behind Ramses Detay on his seasonal reappearance 3 weeks ago at Chepstow. I think he might just have needed that run, though, John, because you go back and you look at him at the start of last season, and first time up, well, it was definitely his least good effort of the season. So he's maybe a horse who does just need a run or two to come right, and I'm hoping that's the case. But this stamina test looks absolutely ideal for him. He's a horse with winning form on heavy ground, so soft Haydock ground shouldn't inconvenience him at all. And I think another venture has scope for progress off this mark of 132.
Another venture for Kim Bailey in the 2 o'clock at Haydock on Sunday. Sean's other selection then. And join us for the action from Haydock, Lingfield, and also from Taunton. Taunton being our high five meeting if you're betting online with us here at William Hill. So bear that in mind and join us on Racing Radio for all the day's action. Bobby Beavers will be your host once again. Sean, thanks for being with us today.
Thanks very much, Sean.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.